100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Monday.
Oh, start of the week.
Oh, how are you feeling today, Ari? Was it a big weekend? How was it for you?
It was a pretty big weekend, actually. Did a lot of stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, good hung stuff. Out with the boyfriend. Oh, yes. Voted, of course.
Of course. Did you get your sausage?
No, the place that I went to, I think it was Edgeworth Public School or something, they didn't have any.
Oh, what a nightmare.
No, it was very quiet though, so I was in and out in 3 minutes.
That is actually a win.
I would much rather that.
Yeah, you can get a sausage from Bunnings another time.
Oh, well, we actually went to Bunnings.
Oh, right.
Mum and I went to Bunnings to go get some, like, potting mix and all that type of thing. She wouldn't let me get one.
Oh, what?
I'm like, Mum, sausage sizzle. She goes, nah. Not worth it, not today. I'm like, all right, well, we'll have a barbecue at home and I can have 6 sausages.
Well, there you go. Yeah. You know what? Sometimes that's the best ending to any story.
Absolutely.
And then I had 6 sausages.
Yes, absolutely.
So here's a nice story. Friday, I met a guy called Tony from Swansea. Works for the Newcastle Council.
Yep.
He came into the shop. Big fan of New FM. Big fan of the show.
Great.
I didn't know that until a little later. He bought a packet of cards from my shop, just a few dollars, like some vintage cards. And he goes, do you want to see a magic trick?
Oh.
I said, yeah, sure. Honestly, it was one of the best close-up magic tricks I've ever seen.
Truly, though?
Yeah, it was very impressive.
Okay.
He was a legit close-up magician.
Awesome.
So shout out to Tony from Swansea, the magician, slash Newcastle Council worker. You are doing 2 great jobs, and I'm very, very impressed.
Oh, that's the pride of Newcastle. Look at that.
It is right there. Well, Swansea, really.
Little talents.
That's it. Well, big talents. This guy, honestly, I felt like I was in Vegas seeing a show.
More than a party trick.
Definitely more than a party trick.
Love
very
that.
Cool.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
All right, time for another episode of Crevo's Cooking Adventures.
Oh, I do love these
series. Yeah, so at the weekend, I decided to try a different Italian dish I'd never tried before.
Okay.
Called saltimbocca. Have you heard of that?
Of course. It is a beautiful dish.
I made a veal one. Lovely white wine sauce. Yeah.
Ooh.
And I felt like I was transported to Italy, you know?
Really?
We had a lovely wine. You know, the sauce was just right. And, yeah, first time I tried it. Delicious.
Mm.
I'm glad you know about this one.
Of course I do.
Because what an amazing dish it is.
So there's a local restaurant at Warners Bay. It's called Emilio's. And they've done probably the best saltimbocca I've ever had in my life.
What?
So there's a bit of a tip if you know what
to cook. A gold standard. Yeah, yeah. There we go. Emilio's at Warners Bay, is it?
Yes.
Nice.
More importantly, though, what wine did you have with it? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
Lovely Pinot Grigio.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're interested, it's not too difficult.
Isn't it?
I would say the trickiest thing to have on hand or that you might not have is sage.
Okay, that's not a common thing to cook with, is it?
Yeah, not too common.
Okay.
But luckily we've got some in the garden.
Oh,
so looking at the recipe, I was like, already got the herb.
Perfect.
That saves about $5 at the checkout.
Look, if you can do it, like have like a little garden bed out the back of your place, it will save you so much annoyance.
And cost.
Oh, yeah. That too.
Because you've got a good garden going at home too, don't
you?
Yeah,
we do. Just a small one.
Just for herbs is the main thing.
Parsley, rosemary, it's growing out of control.
That's good stuff.
Oversupply.
There we go. So if you're looking for a new dish, and you've never tried it, I recommend a saltimbocca.
Oh, we got the inflection on it and everything.
You have to.
Oh, see.
Otherwise it doesn't taste the same, does it?
Mwah, bellissima.
Yeah, that's it.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
So a new documentary that's set to be released soon, so I think it's later this week actually, loosely claims that Prince Philip, of course, former Queen Elizabeth's, is she former? Valet, Queen Elizabeth. I don't even know what to say there. Yeah, it's a bit awkward. But yeah, so Prince Philip,
he, we know who it is.
Yeah, yeah, you'll know who he is. Was meant to actually meet up with an alien.
Hey?
Yeah, this was many years ago now. But apparently this documentary, it's called The King of UFOs, describes how the late Duke of Edinburgh's engineering background actually made him quite passionate about all things extraterrestrial. Exactly. Would you have thought this from him?
No, of course not. I would have actually, on reflection, deep down, he might be a bit of a believer.
You know what? I think it's those strangely normal-looking people, like the very straight-laced people.
He's a bit strange-looking, I'll give you that.
Like, he just seems like quite normal.
Yeah.
Like, just very basic, but, you know, there's something going on in his head, I reckon. Anyway, so meeting an alien was an offer that he struggled to refuse, apparently. The film's director actually said that the meeting was arranged through Prince Philip's top aide at the time. His name was Sir Peter Horsley. So he, Horsley actually met with this entity called Janus. Or Janus. Janus or Janus.
Careful now.
Well, it's spelled J-A-N-U-S. So, I mean, do with that what you will.
Okay.
So he's meant to meet with this so-called alien in a flat in Chelsea in the year of 1954.
There's no way that he is going to meet some a supposed alien in an apartment in Chelsea.
Why not? Look, it's better than Area, what is it, 51?
He's not going there either.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
The whole thing is bizarre.
Well, Horsley, so his aide, actually claimed that it had an ethereal, otherworldly quality. This is Janice's thing. And it could read his mind and extract information about flying saucers.
Oh, this is all too... this is all made up. It feels made up.
I think this director was a bit cooked as well as this Sir Peter Horsley. So Philip obviously didn't end up going to the meeting, which is probably a good thing because you don't know what would have been in that apartment. But either way, it looks like our old Prince Philip was interested in extraterrestrial life.
Yeah, right. I mean, all of going to an apartment and saying, show us your, what was it?
Janus.
You gotta be very careful what you say there.
UFM. The Novos.
How about this for a terrifying moment? You walk outside in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Sure, getting ready to go to work or wherever you're off to. Yeah.
You got a coffee in your hand, perhaps, and you're ready to go for the day. You're about to jump into your van, work van.
Sure.
And you suddenly see it pulling out the driveway.
Eh?
And you think, hang on a second. No one else is supposed to... What's going on here? It's a balaclavaed man is stealing your work van.
Not just your wife dressing up.
No.
Just in playing a prank.
Well, no, definitely not. Save that for a later time.
Yes.
Anyway, this guy's gone, not today, drops his coffee, and this is all caught on footage because they've got like one of those ring cameras or home security camera type things.
Mm.
Drops his coffee, goes for the van, goes for the passenger door, and the car just keeps driving. He holds onto the car all the way down the street.
Oh, my God. It's like an action movie.
It is like an action movie.
So he's trying to, like, physically stop this alleged thief.
Well, I don't think he's trying to physically stop the van, but he's, like, trying to make it either feel too dangerous or try and get into the van as well, perhaps.
Yeah, so knock him out.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. This has happened in Yorkshire in England.
Yorkshire.
Yeah, but all the fun ways to say it.
Yeah, yeah.
People are branding this guy a hero, but the footage is wild. He ended up with all these, like, sort of grazes on his legs and stuff. His legs got very, very close at one point to being crushed by the wheels of the van.
God.
Later on, he's showing to have all his bandages and stuff. Luckily, he's all right. The van later found. So the guy took off then. He wasn't able to stop it.
No.
Guy took off. They found the van later just sort of parked at the side of the road somewhere.
Well, thank goodness it wasn't burnt out.
Well, that's true because you see that around Newcastle.
All the time.
Like the vans or cars along the, out towards Cameron Park actually.
In the Link Road.
The Link Road.
Yeah.
You see them all the time and you think, some poor person has gotten up this morning. Mm. Where's my car?
Exactly.
Burnt out at the Link Road again, you know, the Link Road.
Yeah.
So anyway, luckily this guy ended up all right. But you got to be so careful, don't you?
Yeah.
If you see something like that, probably best just to let it go.
I would say so, yeah. It's not worth losing your limbs over. But still, like, the fact of the matter is, like, he jumped onto his car. Like,
he is a man of action.
Yeah, don't take my prized possession away.
Not my tradie van, not today.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The weather could not make up its mind yesterday.
Oh, tell me about it.
It was absolutely wild. About 4 to 4:30, I was starting to get ready to close the shop. In Hamilton there, and I went outside to like bring the stuff in from out the front. Everything had blown over.
I
only put like heavy stuff out there as well, like a heavy chair or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I thought, oh, it's a bit windy today.
Yeah, it might pick up.
Everything was blowing all over the place. Absolute carnage.
Just ridiculous.
And rain out of nowhere, and then it would be sunny. Like, oh, you could see sun in Georgetown, but you're in Hamilton and it was pouring rain.
Well, I was driving from like Mayfield into Cameron Park at probably like 3:30, 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and it was like sunny. But pouring rain. I'm going, what the heck's going on? Got home, the house is shaking. Like, it's actually rattling because of the wind.
You should get that checked.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think the house should actually shake.
Yeah, it was a bit scary. It's like monster house over there.
Oh, geez, yeah. Watch out.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Something less frustrating, though. So last week, coming into the weekend, of course, there was quite a few ads, including, you know, here on UFM, talking about the Hedon Greta drive-in. So, hey, guys, this is what movies are coming up this weekend. So over the past 2 days, they had Transformers 1, Beetlejuice, and of course Deadpool and Wolverine playing. Now, if you haven't been to the drive-in at Hedon Greta,
that's me.
That's you, Crevo. They have always three movies that run across the night. So like 6 o'clock, you'll usually have the PG or the G movie, so suitable for kids and families. Mm-hmm. Then you'll have like the medium one, so that's Beetlejuice, which is M, and then Deadpool and Wolverine, which starts like 10 p.m. It's the MA 15 plus. So there are restricted viewish ones.
Sure.
Yeah, so for all ages. Now, it's not on every week. There's not, you know, it's not the same as like going to a regular cinema. It's more of a treat, but you get three movies in one night.
Yeah, so, wait, can you watch them all?
You can absolutely watch them all.
And do you pay three tickets? Or do you just pay to get in? How does that work?
It's an overall fee, I believe, unless they've changed it recently.
Right.
But the amazing thing about this is the Hedon Greta drive-in, it was meant to shut earlier this year.
I feel like it's been multiple times it was meant to close.
Absolutely.
It just keeps on going.
It seems to still get some patronage, and I'm sure that there's...
Oh, busy, I've heard.
Yeah, so I thought we could, like, kind of relive some experiences here, because I have done a little bit of nostalgia deep dive. I've been to the drive-in multiple times in my life, but of all different ages.
Okay.
And the experience changes depending on how old you are.
Right. So what's the first time you can remember going?
So when I was a kid, so probably when I was like 9, 10 years old, possibly. Sure. So I've been as a kid, as a teenager, and of course as an adult. And it changes every time. So when I was younger, the experience was kind of like the wonderment of like watching the drive-in's opening credits. Now, if you've seen these, you know what I'm talking about. They're like these dancing food cartoons that were like from the 50s.
Wow.
So they have like these like hot dogs and these popcorn things that are kind of dancing and like this circus tent and whatever. Like there's some cool music to go with it. It's very fun. And myself and my brother, we were obsessed with watching these little cartoons dance around. We'd sit there and just watch them go.
So that was your favourite bit back then?
Yeah, other than the movie itself.
Right.
The second best thing, of course, was going to the kiosk there, getting hot food and some like little sweeties and all that.
Yeah. Always remember that.
Yeah, very packed in there at the kiosk. Now, though, you have to order online. You can't actually go in and order. You've got to like, get your food already sorted and then you go and pick it up at the kiosk. It's really cool, very efficient now. As a teenager, it was all about trying to get through like all the three movies, like trying to stay awake, trying to be alert. So that was a must. The food changed to getting hot chips on the way up.
Nice.
So, like, you had, like, a big feed as a teenager. Obviously, you're always hungry. And then gossiping with, like, your girlfriends in the car. Like,
so, you'd go with a group of mates.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And then, you know, someone who's got their peas would drive.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd try and watch all three, or try and stay awake till midnight or
absolutely.
Whatever when it
finished.
Yeah. How good.
And then as an adult, you're just like, I don't want to go with a group of people. Absolutely not. Like, that just seems like too much of an effort. But as an adult, we actually brought our snacks and didn't eat anywhere near as much. Like, just a small packet of chips, maybe a couple of lollies and, like, a drink.
Do you go on a romantic date for the adult experience?
Oh, you can.
Perhaps that's the next one for you.
Well, I feel as though, like, you know, like I said, it's less of going with family and like friend groups, but you go for like a little date or like a friend date or something. And you might get through one film, like the first one, fall asleep in the second, and of course wake up through halfway through the third and then drive home. That is I can't do this.
That's enough's enough.
UFM. The Novos.
UFM. Now, a little while ago, I went out for dinner just in town to Bangkok Nights, one of my favourites on Derby Street. On Beaumont Street.
Delicious.
Delicious food there. Bought a bottle of wine. Corkage, I think, was $3 per person.
Not bad.
Yeah, not too bad. They got to wash glasses, whatever. I get it.
So, corkage, explain to me what that is exactly again.
It's when you go to a restaurant and you bring your own wine.
Yeah.
And then they just charge you, usually it's per person or per bottle.
Okay.
Some money to, basically, so they've got money to wash their glasses.
Sure.
And also, you're not buying their drinks. So, they got to make a bit of profit right off drinks when you're there. It's part of their, I guess, calculations.
Got it.
Things were a little different in the Michelin-starred London restaurant called Dorian, where customers are asked to pay £135 to bring one bottle of wine.
Bloody hell, man.
That is a lot of money.
That's
right?
Heaps.
It's about $200.
No.
Now, the way they've explained it is that, you know, cost of living's very high at the moment, which I don't know how they're helping by increasing the corkage fee.
No, not at all.
But it's like, I guess the cost of running the business is very high.
So, and they need to make it up somewhere.
Well, that's it. And they rely a lot on their, they do have their own 24-page wine list.
Oh, wow.
So you don't have to bring your own wine.
No.
The cheapest on there is actually a £35 bottle.
Ooh.
So a lot cheaper to buy one of theirs.
Mm.
But they have some bottles up to £6,600. It's about $10,000.
Oh, my gosh.
So I guess if you're the type of person who's spending that kind of money on the dinner and the experience at Dorian, maybe the $200 or whatever it is to bring your $10,000 bottle of wine from home doesn't seem too bad.
I just think that that's just stealing. Stealing.
Well, all they do is carefully open it with a corkscrew. Mm-hmm. Some waiter, you know, with his a little dishcloth over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Goes, you know, does that little thing where they lean down and then, yeah, make the thunk sound. And then, pour a little bit into the glass and go, do you want that? And you'd have no idea what else to say except, sure, tastes great.
Yeah, exactly.
So, of course, you're going to buy it. And there you go. Suddenly you've spent $200 just to open your bottle of wine.
What a farce.
It's a little bit crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to London anytime soon. Thank you very much.
Cheaper to drink at home.
Yeah.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, so I saw a fantastic piece of engineering last night on the way home.
Yeah.
This bloke, you know those, when you go to like the markets, you know, sometimes you see like families, they tow these four-wheeled like trolleys around.
Yes, of course.
They might have the kids in there, the groceries, all that sort of thing, or take them to the beach, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
He'd rigged one of those up as a trailer to his bicycle, right?
Oh.
This is a bloke in Mayfield.
Yeah.
And he was doing his can and bottle run with the bicycle and trailer style. Forget all these people who have been pushing trolleys all this time. You were doing it the slow way.
Yep.
You need the bicycle and trailer set up like this bloke.
It's a mini trailer.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, brilliant.
Congratulations on your entrepreneurial genius. I absolutely salute and tip my hat to you, sir.
He will be setting a trend from now on. People will probably pick up on it as well and go, you know what? Yes, I'm going to do that too.
He even had like quite an adaptive linkage set up. So when he went around corners and stuff, it was smooth sailing. I watched him ride around. It was fantastic.
Humans doing it right.
Yeah, absolutely. Mayfield doing it right.
Yeah, always.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
So last week, I saw this really, really interesting post on Newcastle Reddit. Of course, my favourite place to visit every day. And it's talking about people's ideas for workplace nicknames, things that they call people in their own workplace. It could be like an annoying colleague or one of your friends who you just take the mickey out of and whatever. So I actually ended up having a conversation with my boyfriend Will about this over the weekend. I was just like, hey, have you ever heard of or been given a workplace nickname? He's like, oh, give me your phone. I'm writing you a whole list. So
oh,
we
this
did.
Is fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there was quite a few. My favourites, though, had to be MasterCard, someone who always takes credit for someone else's work.
Oh, this is good, yeah.
My other second, like my second favourite, Noodles. Thinks all jobs take 2 minutes. that's baller.
Everyone knows somebody who is Noodles.
Oh, absolutely.
2 minutes, mate, I'll be almost done.
Yeah. And then Hostage, someone who is always tied up with something.
Oh, yeah. They're always busy. They can never help you out.
Mm.
We used to have someone who used to be called Nightlight.
Oh, what's that one?
Just a little bit dim.
Oh.
Just a little bit of a simpleton. Sometimes that's the way, isn't it?
I wouldn't be surprised if someone calls me that.
No.
I come across a bit dim sometimes. No, oh, I can be.
You're
I have
a very
my moments.
Smart person, Ari.
I have my moments.
I have none of that.
Well, these are so good, though. Like, there's lists and lists of them. And this is what we want to know. 4967-4105. Do you have a workplace nickname for someone that you work with, or have you been given one, or is there just like some general chit chat around your workmates?
Or it might be one from the past because you might not want to reveal the ones you're working with now.
True.
But you can be, years ago we were on a job site. This person was always called whatever, and here's why. They're just so classic, aren't they?
I love these stories.
You can call up or you can get in touch on Instagram at @thenovos_.
Mm-hmm.
Ron has done that and said, we had a bloke called Wheelbarrow, only works when pushed, which I think is fantastic.
That's brilliant.
All right, let's go to the phone, shall
we? Yeah, Mark in Currumbong. Good morning, Mark. What's your workplace nickname?
My workplace nickname is a bloke who's got a big bushy beard. We call him the Bush Ranger because he's always holding people up. we've changed it now to Rusty Gun because he doesn't work and he can't get fired.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, that's
all
brilliant.
Of that is brilliant.
Original.
And shout out to the Rusty Gun this morning.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Mark. That was excellent. One more on Instagram as well before we go.
Yeah.
Chris has said, we've got a bloke called Lantern. Not very bright. Always has to be carried.
Brilliant.
1053. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Getting straight into your game for your Monday morning. This is Lowest Deluxe. How it works, just quickly a recap. 3 items. You're going to list them from the cheapest to the most expensive. And if you get that right, you're walking away with some prizes.
Jenny and Cessnock, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today? How's Cessnock?
Yeah, good, nice and sunny.
That's what Perfect. I like to see. Lovely.
Ready for a good day.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what? That's an up-and-go attitude.
Oh, we love that here.
We sure do. All right, so you know how the game works?
Yes, I've been listening to it in the past.
Very good. Yep.
Perfect. All right, well, let's just jump straight into it. You ready, Jenny?
Yes.
All right, here we go. First item on the list for you this morning is the Pro Case for iPad 10th Generation from Amazon. That's your first one. Mm-hmm. Second one is a Breville brand Power Toasty 4-slice Toasty Maker from JB Hi-Fi. And then the last one is a Rexel brand pack, 5,000 pack rather, of staples from Officeworks.
Ooh.
So, just to recap, you've got the 10th generation iPad case from Amazon. You've got the Breville brand 4-slice Toasty Maker from JB's. And then, of course, a 5,000 pack of staples from Officeworks. So... Jenny?
Well, I think I'm going to put the staples first.
Okay, all
sure.
right.
As lowest.
Yep.
Oh, and the other two, really. So it's a Breville. It's on Amazon. So
hang on.
The iPad case is from Amazon, and then the Breville 4-slice toaster maker is from JB Hi-Fi.
JB Hi-Fi.
Not on sale.
Not on sale. Okay, well, I might put the case.
The case
in
first.
In the middle.
Yep, and then the toaster.
Okay.
At the top.
All right. So the staples, then the case, then the toaster maker. Let's just reveal some prices. All right, let's go. Can confirm the Officeworks staples, $6.60 for a 5,000 pack. That's not too bad.
Price per staple is very low, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Something must be. Okay. The iPad 10th generation case is $16 from Amazon. Still in it, Jenny.
Whoa. I like to hear this.
Okay.
Yes. I think the toaster's more.
Well, it's 4 slices. 4-slice power toasty. Breville, good brand. $99. You've got a dollar, Jenny.
Good job.
Looking forward to that cheese, I tell you.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. You're in the draw for that. And you're coming along to our preview screening of Runt as well.
Wonderful.
Congratulations.
Great, thank you.
You're so welcome. See, it's so easy to be a local winner here on UFM. It's what we're all about.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And I've been seeing this everywhere, okay? So since moving back to my house in Cameron Park here in Lake Macquarie, it's been an interesting adventure, I would say. The past year, it feels like an ongoing saga that I've experienced. Two things that I never would have thought would intertwine: Cameron Park and Roosters. I'm not talking about the NRL team.
Or
I'm talking
Red
about
Rooster.
The actual. No, even though Red Rooster is delicious, I'm talking about real life Roosters. Like. Thank you. You have got that absolutely correct. So, like, earlier on in the year, there was quite a few posts going on the community Facebook pages, of course, like around Edgeworth, Cameron Park, whatever, going, oh, a rooster has got out. They're wandering the streets in, you know, such and such road or such and such crescent. Someone come and find them or pick them up or whatever. Now, the latest in the rooster saga, someone is trying to give away a free rooster because of its attitude. Exactly. His name is Flash.
Oh, good name.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
The person selling him is just, oh, sorry, not even selling, giving him away is just like, just need.
Just take him.
It doesn't get along well with my wife. You know, just.
with my wife. Not the other chickens.
No. He doesn't even mention any other chickens. But he's just like, please take him if you want him.
You know, growing up on a farm, we had sort of just free-range chickens. They just run around everywhere and lived in a tree.
Cute.
Yeah, it was. But sometimes you get too many roosters and they cause a bit of havoc.
So what's wrong with roosters? I don't know anything about them other than they taste delicious.
Well, they're very, very noisy, first thing. So I don't think you're technically allowed to have them in, like, residential areas.
That would make a lot of sense.
Because they're just too noisy. And it's not like they do first light, you know, 6 in the morning or whatever.
Yeah.
They start crowing at, like, 1 in the morning.
That early?
Yeah. They actually just have no respect for anyone's sleep.
They just want to make noise.
Yeah, but growing up around them, they never bothered. Like, I got used to it. You never heard it anymore.
Right.
But when people come and stay, they go, you're still up. You may be having a nice dinner party or whatever. Everyone's having some wine, that sort of thing. Mm. 1 o'clock in the morning rolls around and they start up before you've even gone to bed.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Well, you could say, like, in a residential area, that is particularly growing as well. So Cameron Park.
Sure.
So many residents in there now, back to back.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't have roosters.
You can't.
Waking people up who are doing shift work or whatever.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable. So, I don't know. They'll have to find someone who lives outside of town, out Madawi way or something to get it.
Yeah, on the outskirts of Ninmai, maybe.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, just we don't need any more roosters in Cameron Park. Yeah. They're always walking around too. It feels like a farm.
The Cameron Park farm, it's existing on the outskirts.
I know.
In that little lake thing down near Harrigan's.
The little dam. I thought we had a cat problem with, like, tomcats and stuff, like, down in the drains.
Obviously
no,
not.
Not anymore. Just the roosters.
Issue.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Asking the question, are you an alarm snoozer or do you live with one? This is a person who they keep snoozing the alarm, or maybe they've got, like, 20 alarms. Snooze, turn off. And then they go to the toilet. The alarm's still going off. Nothing more annoying.
Agreed.
If you have an alarm, get up on the alarm.
Yes.
Do you live with an alarm snoozer is the question we're asking here. Ari, what's your experience?
Okay, so I'm definitely not a snoozer. Like, I will set multiple alarms just in case I might not hear the first one.
Yeah.
However, I always, as soon as it, like, goes off, it probably sounds twice, and then I'm like, yep, okay, let's go. So I jump up immediately. I'm straight away going to the bathroom, whatever, off with my day. I cannot stand it when my boyfriend Will, if he sets an alarm, he's snoozing that thing every single time.
You know what? I've got something to admit.
Okay.
I'm very embarrassed by this.
What?
I'm a 3-alarm snoozer.
3?
Yep.
Why does it take you 3 alarms?
Well, okay, I don't know. I have a target of waking up earlier.
Yeah.
But I only meet that target maybe once a week.
Oh, God bless
you. So poor Emmy, who has a little baby there as well. Which is her alarm at all times of the day and night.
Yeah.
Has to live through usually 2 or 3 alarms every day.
Oh, she'd be like slapping you on the back going, get up, Mark Crevo.
Yes, there is some of that going on. And rightfully so.
Yeah.
Look, alarm snoozes. But she, okay, in my defense, she has also been a criminal for leaving alarms on and leaving.
Oh.
So, for example, on the weekend, my only sleep-ins.
Okay.
This is in the past, to be fair.
Okay.
She's left alarms on for like 7 o'clock. In the morning when I'm supposed to be sleeping in on a Saturday till 9:30. Nothing worse. Oh, that warms me up.
Yeah, no, I can't be doing that.
This is the sort of thing we're after. Are you living with an alarm snoozer? Or maybe it's you. Maybe you want to dub yourself in. Mm. Has anyone got more than three? Because three, I reckon, is pretty annoying as it is.
Yes, it is.
4967-4105. In Head and Greeter, Stephen, what's your situation?
Yeah, g'day, guys. How's it going today?
Very
great.
Good.
Yeah, it's good to listen to you guys. I do that every morning before I go to work when I'm at work.
Oh, thanks, Steve. We love to hear that. Thanks, Steve.
Welcome to the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you the snoozer?
Unfortunately, no, because I'm not a very good sleeper. So,
okay.
And it's nobody in my family, but we live next to guys that work very early in the morning.
Yeah.
And the guy's cousin that comes here, he's got a snooze on his actual voice because he's got a very high-pitched voice and he talks very loud.
Yeah.
And the only time the snooze goes on is when he stuffs his face with food, like a pie or a cake.
What?
And I think it's like a mumbled snooze because I still think he's trying to talk while he's got food in the mouth. So it's a
wow.
Alarm.
And you can hear this all from next door.
Yes, because our bedroom window is basically where they stand.
Oh, my God. There's so much going on there.
His voice is the annoying alarm. What an insult.
I mean, it's a different phoner, and it's one of the most interesting calls I've ever heard.
I think so.
And I was lucky, and it was a pleasure to have it go to air.
I love it. Okay, let's go to Charlestown with Dean. Hey, Dean, are you the snoozer?
Yeah, I am.
Welcome to Snoozers Anonymous, Dean from Charlestown. All right, so tell us, how many alarms have you got?
I've actually got 24.
What? Wait. Are you snoozing your alarm over 20 times every day, Dean?
Pretty much.
Okay.
From about 3 a.m. to 5 a.m.
So the latest you can get up is 5, and your first alarm goes at 3.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you have a partner, Dean?
Yeah.
And what do they say?
Just a lot of kicks through the night.
Yeah, it is through the night because you're starting it 2 hours before you get up, you silly Billy. Dean, change your ways.
I wish I could. I've been like this for like nearly like 2 years and I just can't get up.
Oh, well.
Can't wake up.
Oh, well, then you'll be like that forever by the sounds of it.
God bless.
20-something alarms from 3 o'clock in the morning. That should be illegal.
You could be living like a king or queen at 291 on King. Early check-in, parking on arrival, Hunter Valley wine delivered to your door, and 24-hour access to the gym on King. I know when that hotline blinks. New FM's Holiday Hotline.
All right, run, don't walk. This is your first chance of the day, of the week, to get in the draw for this stunning holiday, staycation, if you will.
More holidays to give away? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Come on.
All this week, again, we're giving them away to local winners only with Joel for Your Life and Local Drive Home.
Yes.
But step number one is getting in the draw.
That's what you got to do first.
That's it. Okay, so call up now, 4967 4105. Let's meet our first person going in the draw for the week. It is Nina in Madawi. Hey, Nina, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Navos.
Hi.
Good morning. Now, are you in need of a bit of a staycation?
Look, living in Madawi, coming into town is like going on a vacation far, far away. So it would be really wonderful.
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
you could
go there, stay, have some nice meals, you know, go to a bar or something,
beaches.
Perhaps. Beaches, all that.
Yeah, absolutely. We could have an adult weekend and have the kids taken care of by friends and family.
Oh, perfect.
Now, that's smart. Very smart. Well, good luck. You are in the draw. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
No worries. Should we get more people?
Let's do it.
Yeah, okay, let's go to Mulberry. Good morning, Amy. Congrats, you're in the draw.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much. That's so exciting.
You're very welcome.
Pleasure.
Good luck indeed.
Okay.
All right. In Duns Creek, Elizabeth, you're in the draw as well.
Oh, good morning. Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome, and a good morning to you too.
Mm-hmm. All right, should we get one more caller in?
One more.
Okay. Emma in Nelson Bay, good morning. You're in the draw.
Good morning. Thank you.
There we go. Good luck. And we'll be giving one away this afternoon with Joel for your live and local drive home.
Can't wait.
To another local winner here at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
Cost of building a house has gone up approximately 30% since COVID.
You know what? It doesn't surprise me at all.
Materials and stuff are so high, and then all the trades, everyone's, like, costs are going up.
Everything took a hit since.
Yeah, you know? Well, exactly. But if you had, say, you know, a $300,000 to build house, that'd be now $400,000. That money doesn't come out of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
How about this new app that's come out, and I've no affiliation with it or anything, but I just read about it and it seems really cool. It's called Build Buddy.
Oh, that's a fun name.
It is a fun name.
Yeah.
And it basically works as a kind of assistant project manager for you. So you can sort of, own a builder your house. And it tells, what's so interesting about it is it tells you like what trades to put in what order, how your budget's going. It gets you access to, like, trade prices and stuff as well.
Right.
Helps you with, like, the floor plan, all this council compliance, everything. It sort of steps you through the order of things to building a house.
Yeah, wow.
It's super interesting. So I wish this had been around when I was, like, renovating the cottage at Mayfield.
Yeah.
Because when you're doing things, you often don't know what order stuff goes in. You know, does the plumber have to be in to fix these things off before the floor is finished, or do you do it after? Do you sand the floor before you paint, or the other way around because the paint might splatter on the floor?
Oh, God, look, it's so much to think about.
There is so many different things, and then, like, oh, you realise I need this trade in before the other one. You ring them up, they're not available. The other one you've booked now has to be put back. There's so many elements that for an inexperienced person, even if you're not doing the physical work yourself, that you don't know how things work. And this app seems to tell you how to do it with like a timeline and stuff.
Do you reckon the more the people find out about this app, the more, you know, I guess up-and-coming renovators or self-titled DIY builders will just be like, oh, I can do this, no problem. Now look at me go and just kind of botch it all up.
Well, maybe. Yeah. There's the danger of that. But I guess what this app is trying to do is help some of that become more smooth and work better. They reckon you can save up to 20% on building a house.
That's not bad, hey?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, okay.
That's a lot of money. There's one, now it's just pretty new. There's one guy that's doing it up the Gold Coast at the moment. I think he's the first house to, well, get close to completion.
Awesome.
And he reckons it's worked really well. But this sort of thing could be the future of, like, I guess making renovations or builds more smooth for people trying to do it themselves.
Yeah.
Kind of incredible. I'm interested to see how it plays out, because a lot of people will be wanting to, you know, have access to this kind of information.
Well, project managers, do not fear, because I will still use you, because I don't trust myself with no DIY, nothing.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Now, it has been quite an interesting weekend in terms of sports. Not only locally with our grassroots sports, of course, but we're talking more on the national scale. We're talking about the rugby league and how our bet with a couple of other radio hosts up north, I don't think it's gone our way, Cribbo.
No, it hasn't.
No.
Unfortunately, the Knights didn't perform as we expected they would.
No, it looked good from the start, but then I was like, oh no, we're going to lose.
So, yeah, we did make a bet with these lads up there, Donnie and Archie from Power 100.
In Townsville. Yeah.
We said, oh, the Knights are going to win. And they said, well, if they do, you can broadcast whatever you like for 1 minute on our station.
We were like rubbing our hands together going, let's do it.
Oh, we've already won this,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, got this in the bag.
But the confidence has gone away.
Well, in the first like 10 minutes of the game, for example, I was already writing our little speech. But I had to cross it out.
Look, we're going to chat to the guys up next, and they have their, I guess, recording to play out for us as well, which we haven't listened to. So we're all going to listen together. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM and also live across Townsville this morning on Power 100 with Donnie and Archie. Good morning, Townsville. And guys, how are you?
Oh, mate, I'm feeling very good, especially since you put my name first. That's not how the show goes. It's been a great morning for me right now, I got to be honest. Feeling very good, feeling very good.
But so more importantly, how are you guys going in Newcastle? I mean, it's funny, our weather actually isn't that great up here, but I reckon it's even more dour down there.
Well, you know what? Our weather is fantastic. It is bright and sunny, so Newcastle's waking up pretty happy this morning.
Yeah,
really?
For one reason only.
For one and one reason only. Look, I will admit we were very confident going into the weekend. But
really? Hang on, let me just go back just a short moment. Is this the confidence you were talking about?
I think the heat in Queensland has cooked your brain, because there is no way that the Knights are going to lose.
Ari, do you remember saying that?
I do, wholeheartedly. I did say that.
And look, we'll retain that the heat might have cooked you guys, but it also cooked the Knights when they went up there.
That's true. Big time.
That's probably our issue.
Listen, scoring 4-on-1 tries aren't for everyone. You know what I mean? It's just not something that's for everyone.
Yes.
Where did you guys watch the game? Because our hearts were in our mouths and that, and there was 10 minutes to go. We have no idea how you butchered that try. We're very grateful for it. But where did you guys watch the demise of your season?
Well, I was doing the right thing amongst our fellow Novocastrians. I was down at one of our hotels along Hunter Street there. So it was quite loud in the pub, I would say.
There was a lot of... This was the sound.
Yeah, no, literally. People were screaming at the tellies. Yeah, it was
there
crazy.
There was a lot of screaming going on. But look, we are people of our words as Novocastrians, and a bet is a bet, and a handshake deal via radio cannot be broken.
No, that's true. The bet was 60 seconds unedited, unfiltered access to your market, which we're going into live now. So if you wouldn't mind, we'd love our 60 seconds.
All right. In 3, 2...
No, we'll have to intro because we're sitting through something.
We've got audio that we've sent you, so on the cue of hit the
music, we'll need you to play that. But we do have a bit of buffer before that starts. All right, guys?
Yep, ready to go.
All right, you count us in.
3, 2, 1, go.
Now, you're probably thinking that we're going to broadcast into Newcastle and just have a bunch of dribble, just come at you uncreatively and just scream at you for no reason.
But Newcastle, at the end of the day, you suck. And we've done something that you're going to hate. We've bastardised a band from Newcastle with a song you made. Please, if you could hit the music.
Now you've got no season. Hong is gone and lost the game. Hope you enjoy off season. Without the Johns, you're not the same. Knew you'd never get anywhere. Say you don't care. Say it's not fair. You know the cows are better.
You'll never win the cup again.
Oh, no.
13 incompetent men. You know that Townsville's better.
Useless. Better than Lego? No, Lego sucks. Oh, lads.
That's our time. Thank you, Newcastle. It's been a pleasure.
I think we'll leave it there.
UFM. The Novos.
And we've got prizes galore to give away, don't we?
Absolutely. We do have the $60 voucher to spend at Hunter Bell Cheese. Thank you so much. So this is going to go to Dean in Charlestown. We did have a phoner topic earlier on this morning asking, are you an alarm snoozer? Now, Dean,
that's right.
He has 24 alarms every day that he has to go through. It takes him 2 hours to wake up.
Drives his partner absolutely crazy. Starts from 3 o'clock in the morning.
Jeez. You wouldn't sleep in the same bed with him, would you? So congratulations, Dean.
And congratulations to Dean's partner for surviving this long.
Give her the cheese.
Yeah. Or him. I don't want to assume. It's 2024.
True.
Also, don't forget our holiday hotline as well. We're giving away a holiday every single day this week to a local winner. A Novocastrian is going to get it with Joel for your live and local drive home every single day. Be listening at all times to get in the draw.
Yep.
This happens throughout your workday with Joel as well, so make sure you're listening at all times. This week, it is 291 on King, Newcastle's new luxury hotel. Call now, book direct, and be treated like a king with early check-in, parking on arrival, Hunter Valley wine delivered to your door, and 24-hour access to the gym on King.
Perfect.
It all is. The rooms look stunning. You'll want to be winning this little staycation. Like I said, they're to be given away all week to local winners. That's us done for today. Have a great Monday, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Gotcha.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.